Keeping safe from financial abuse. As the festive season ramps up, sadly, so too does the risk of financial abuse. We look at what it is and how to avoid it. Financial abuse can be a hidden and often overlooked form of exploitation, especially among older people. It can leave devastating emotional and financial consequences for those affected. This kind of abuse can take many forms and is often hard to detect. It usually involves someone taking or misusing someone else's money or belongings for their own gain, but it can also be associated with other forms of abuse, including controlling someone's access to money. Financial abuse can be committed by anyone, from complete strangers to friends and neighbours. It can even be committed by family members. Jim's story. Widower Jim, 85, has lived alone since his wife died. His son, who holds lasting power of attorney, supports him as best he can, and Jim also relies on a home carer for daily assistance. Recently, Jim confided in his community support worker about his concerns over his dwindling finances. On reviewing his bank statements, he was horrified to discover numerous unexplained withdrawals totaling £3,300 over the past year. This didn't make any sense because the only person with access to his bank card other than his son was his trusted neighbour who helped him with grocery shopping. The loss of money caused Jim a great deal of distress and anxiety as he feared he had been scammed. Fortunately, he was able to speak to his community support worker and tell her what had happened. His CSW explained that this could well be a case of financial abuse and that a referral to the local authority social care department for an adult safeguarding investigation was the best way forward. An investigation took place and Jim was shocked when his neighbour, who had been helping him shop, admitted to withdrawing the funds. She claimed that she had been struggling financially and hadn't realised the extent of her own actions. Understandably, Jim was left feeling utterly devastated by the betrayal of trust. Luckily, his support worker was with him when he was told. She immediately arranged for his son to assist in securing a new bank card, limiting access solely to close family. She also supported Jim in joining some of our local activities to help him regain some sense of community, trust and belonging. What to do if you think your money isn't safe? Jim's experience shows how any of us can be victims of financial abuse, even by the people we trust. It also highlights the critical role of our community support workers who are there to help you whatever happens. It can be scary to speak out if you have suspicions that something isn't right with your finances, but once you take that first step to open up, your CSW will know what to do and will always handle the situation with care. Ways to keep your money safe this Christmas. Be sceptical. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Always err on the side of caution. Say no to texts, phone calls, or people at the door who ask you to sign things. Don't worry about seeming rude and never give away your personal information. Talk to someone you trust. If you're worried about the security of your money or belongings, speak to someone you trust or your community support worker as soon as possible.